Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The financial system helped trigger the most severe economic recession in 70 years. Against this backdrop, the U.S. Department of the Treasury continues to pursue effectively managing U.S. government finances and promoting the nation's security by strengthening international financial systems. Managing its resources efficiently and effectively is key to Treasury successfully achieving these goals. How is Treasury promoting management organizational excellence? What is Treasury doing to implement financial reforms? And how is Treasury leveraging technology and innovation to be more efficient and effective? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dan Tenglerini, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Management and Chief Financial Officer. Welcome, Dan.
Thanks for having me on.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. Welcome, Roxanne.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Dan, before we delve into a specific initiative, I want to learn more about your organization. Would you briefly give us an overview of the history, mission, and continued evolution of the Treasury Department?
So the history of the Treasury Department, I don't think we have enough time to go through the history of the Treasury Department. I had the great pleasure to hear a conversation with Ron Chernow yesterday, and he wrote this great book about Alexander Hamilton. So if you really want to know the history of the Treasury Department, I suggest picking that up. It's a great way of learning about how the department has really sat at the corner of Maine and Maine, really, for our political history in the United States. Third longest occupied federal office building, the Maine Treasury Building, after the White House and the Capitol. And in a sense, the Treasury Department really represents the ongoing political dialogue of our nation. It's agrarianism versus mercantilism. It's issues about big government or states' rights. Even the two statues on either end of the Treasury main building, the statue of Gallatin, the statue of Hamilton, represents this big dichotomy and this ongoing discussion. Everything we're doing today really in the political discourse has been this long-term political discourse that we've had here in the country. It's part of the beating of the heart, the political heart of the country, and the Treasury Department sits right there at the intersection of that. And so the Treasury Department's history is not one I could do justice to in a few minutes. It's one that's really fascinating and well worth delving into. In fact, just yesterday, someone brought a copy to me of the public accounts for 1842. And this is a great little, it's essentially the budget from 1842. It's our general ledger of the United States government. And it goes into, you know, President Tyler's salary here, $25,002. $25,002, and just the thought that we sit in that building and we work on these issues that we've worked on since the founding of this country, and we're asking a lot of these same questions, and in many ways that's really kind of the history and the mission of the Treasury Department distilled, is how do we provide that kind of economic environment for the country to continue to succeed. And the story and the history of the country is so intertwined with this department that it's just a tremendous honor and great pleasure to get to work there.
So with such a critical mission, I'd like to understand the operational footprint of Treasury. Would you tell us more about how it's organized, the size of its budget, number of employees, and its geographical footprint?
Right. The Treasury Department does everything from, you know, starting with Secretary Geithner, serving as the president's kind of main advisor on issues economic, to providing the basic services of a going economy, such as coinage and bills. You know, we have the Mint, we have the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. We pay all the bills for the federal government through the Financial Management Service. We issue the debt of the federal government through our Bureau of Public Debt. We're a central headquarters-based cabinet agency that has about nine bureaus. We have three programs, the Office of Financial Stability, the Community Development Financial Institutions Program, and our newest kind of component, which we're about to spin off on July 21st, which is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And then because what we deal with is so important, so consequential, and deals with so much frankly, resources. We have three IGs. We have the Treasury Inspector General. We have the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, or TIGTA. And then we have the special IG for our TARP program, the SIGTARP. So the Treasury Department, it's $23 billion in total mandatory and appropriate resources. About 14.7 of that is domestic discretionary appropriations. 13.3 billion of that is IRS alone. So the rest of the Treasury Department is collapsed into about $1.4 billion in appropriations. But it represents 116,000, at least in our FY12 budget request, 116,000 full-time equivalent federal employees spread throughout the entire, every one of the 50 states, and about 20 countries as well. We have representation through Treasury attachés and through IRS criminal investigators in about 20 countries outside the United States as well.
A wonderful overview of the history, the rich history of the department and its operational footprint. But I want to switch a little bit to what you do. You have a tremendous portfolio in terms of its breadth and depth. You are the Assistant Secretary for Management, the Chief Information Officer, and I understand the Chief Performance Officer.
Right.
Would you give us an overview of what those roles and responsibilities entail? And how do you support the overall mission of the organization?
The job is has two formal appointments as the Assistant Secretary of Management and the Chief Financial Officer. And really what my office does is provide resources for the entire department. Those are financial resources, human capital resources, contractual resources, and technological resources. We also then focus on things like small business participation, records and information management, and then just the operations of the departmental offices. Departmental offices is about 1,700 people, $300 million program. It's its own little kind of city unto itself, and we have to provide everything from the food service to the mail pickup, the heat and light in the building, the main Treasury building, which we own and manage on our own. So my office is this great combination of wholesale in doing, you know, the budget for the Treasury Department, the financial statements of the Treasury Department, which include all the assets and liabilities of the federal government. We roll them up. And then retail. And that means literally retail in the form of the cafeteria in the main Treasury Department building. So I joke, if I can't get any traction on the wholesale, I can go down and worry about the menu in the basement of the main Treasury building. So,
Dan, regarding your responsibilities and duties, what do you view as the top three challenges that you face, and how have you addressed those, or how will you looking forward?
So all three of our top challenges, I would just condense into the one big issue that we've been dealing with as a department, and that's the global financial crisis. And frankly, for us, our job is in providing the resources and the support and the systems and the structures for the department to contend with that, to contend with, you know, the early on issues of trying to grapple with it, turn it around, and then our efforts now to continue to foster the recovery and stabilize the recovery and push economic growth. And so really our job is to support those incredible, hardworking, smart people in the Department of Treasury who are pushing forward on the administration's efforts, our collective efforts, frankly, to improve the economy.
And would you describe your career path for our listeners? And how did you really begin your career and get to where you are today?
That's a question that I think my mom is constantly asking, how did this happen? But my first job in government was a summer youth job up in Massachusetts, fixing potholes with the Massachusetts Department of Public Works, their highways, mass highways, picking up dead animals off the side of the street, trash on the at highway intersections, and filling potholes. So in many ways, I think a lot of the work I do is still at a very operational level, still at the fixing potholes level. And it's really about finding ways that government can provide excellent customer service, that we can provide those necessary and sometimes not always easy and not always attractive kind of basic responsibilities and duties. After going to graduate school at the University of Chicago, I won a presidential management internship. I worked at OMB for 6 years, USDOT for a year. Secretary Slater loaned me to the city. It was just supposed to be a three-month detail. 10 years later, after being the transportation director, well, before that, the CFO of the police department, some time at Metro, and then the city administrator, I find myself back kind of where I started, on the other side of the White House now, at the Treasury Department, working on potholes and trash cleanup of federal government management issues.
Well, given that rich experience, I want to get a sense of, from your perspective, what makes an effective leader? What are the characteristics of an effective leader? And more importantly, what management lessons have you learned and brought to the culture at Treasury?
Well, that's a great question. I think you have to recognize as a leader, you know, the definition is that you're leading people. And I think that, frankly, if you recognize that you can't do anything without great people, and if you can't get anything done unless you support those people, that it really starts with who you have the honor and the pleasure to be responsible for being in charge of. And so working with the tremendous people, and that's been the great opportunity at the Treasury Department, is just how many smart, talented, dedicated, focused people there are at that department, all with great ideas, all who come with a desire to play the best possible game and deliver the best possible results. How do you capture that knowledge, that experience, that passion, that interest, and turn it towards the project you're working on? I think the key is to find great role models, and Secretary Geithner, Deputy Secretary Wolin, these are folks who really have a very, very high standard and are really trying to push us to be as good as we possibly can be, because this is a real important time for Treasury in this country, and we need to be, you know, the best possible department.
How is Treasury managing implementation of key financial reforms? We will ask Dan Tinglerini, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Management and Chief Financial Officer, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.